It's 12:15 at News Radio 560 KAPQ. 57 degrees. It's sort of a gray day out there with the clouds moving in. I don't know if it's going to rain. We said it would, but I don't know. Maybe in your neighborhood it's sunny and 84, but I somehow doubt that. This afternoon, I ask you to consider this. The swallows have been dipping and diving in the skies of Ardenvor for 42 official years, preceded by hundreds of years of undocumented, unofficial swallow maneuvers that some people watched, but mostly it went unnoticed. So we're celebrating that in sort of a modest fashion. We don't want to disturb the birdies and their dramatic flying techniques. And while all the birdies were showing off their stuff in the year 1919, the Washington Apple Blossom Festival was taking its first steps in what would be a full century of tradition and circumstance. And that honor we bring again this year, beginning the 25th of the month, goes all the way to Cinco de Mayo this year, when the mystery encampment of food purveyors silently disappears into the night for the 100th time. It's the saddest part of the festival. One day they're there and I'm having lunch on the grass. The next day, they're gone. Where did they go? How did they leave? I've never seen them leave. And they're not to be seen again until the 101st festival brings food back to the park, where we wait like coyotes for another bite of that $18 Hawaiian cheeseburger. Fries and a plate are extra, napkins only a buck. It's such a deal, and we coyotes know our burgers. It's worth every buck of it. But enough about food. Do you think that's all I care about for the festival? Up to a point. Darcy will tell you that that's the case, but I have other things that I love about it too. And Darcy, the administrator, Darcy Christofferson, is here amongst us today, bringing presents and news of the festival, which is right around the corner. Has it already begun in your mind?
It's here in my mind. It is only 15 days away, but in my brain, it's here.
15 days compared to a year of waiting. That's
I know.
Something.
It's just weird thinking that we are finally at the 100th. I mean, we've just talked about it and talked about it for 3 years, and now
it's upon us.
Yeah, it's here.
Did you get all the convertibles you needed for the parade?
We still need probably about 6 to 10 more.
Wow.
To be safe. We're in the process of matching them all now. And it's looking pretty good, but we would love to have at least 6 more.
Call headquarters, right?
Yep. Actually, just if they go online to appleblossom.org and go to applications and fill out the dignitary car vehicle application, then we know you're in and we'll match you.
There you
go.
So,
yeah. And it's really helpful to have a car that will seat at least 3 in the back. 2's pretty good. Also, but 3 especially.
And if you've watched the parade all your life but never been to Triangle Park to see it put together, you have no idea.
Well, and
you have no idea what's going on up
there.
That's
right. And I really encourage people to stop by Triangle Park this year and watch it in the pre-parade area. It's just $5 for a bracelet. But that will give you the opportunity, too, to see all the past royalty. We have over 160 past royalty members.
Wow.
Coming home to be a part of Apple Blossom. And they have to be there at 9 a.m. and the parade starts at 11. So they have 2 to 3 hours to mingle and talk with people. So if you want to see the princess from 1962 and you haven't seen her in 30 years, come by the booth or the VIP areas where we have it. And you can talk with all of our past royalty.
So they'll be hanging out in the VIP. Will they all be in the parade?
They're all in the parade.
Wow.
So how it works is they'll just be hanging out in a tented area, waiting to get into their car to go down the parade route. So that is free to hang out and meet your past royalty. Then if you want to spend $5, you can go walk right into the bleacher area and watch the parade. So if it was me, I would show up at Triangle Park at 10 o'clock, walk around, talk with past royalty, have a pancake.
You better have a pancake breakfast because the Eggman is already
That's
on our
right.
calendar.
Yeah. Yes.
And we want to keep him happy because he's right on the edge of hysteria every year.
I know. He already came in and brought in his tickets. But that's what I would do go sit in the bleachers, and then you get a chance to see everybody, talk with everybody. It's really a fun way to attend the parade.
Eggs, pancakes, and coffee. You can't get a better bargain than that, especially served outdoors with all your pals and people if you haven't seen the Queen for 35 years, there's probably somebody you sat next to in study hall that's
exactly.
there, too.
I mean, we have our oldest Queen is from 1949. Portia Thornton will be in the parade.
Wow.
Along with our 1951 Princess, Barbara Bell. So they'll be the first car going down the route, and we're kind of giving them their own hurrah. So we actually have 14, I call them pods, of past royalty. So each pod has 4 to 5 cars in them.
So that's going to be a really good part of the parade.
It's going to be really neat. And we figured it out to where, everybody gets their moment, but it's very special, and it's just very awesome that you literally have that many past royalty members coming home. And actually, from 2000 to 2018. I think there's only a couple years that we don't have anyone, but they are all three coming home from each year. And, you know, that says a lot. You know, that age group is busy with young families and new jobs and
stuff.
And they're dropping everything to come home and ride down Arondo Street one more time.
And did some of them come a long distance? So they must
yeah,
have.
We have a queen from 1982 coming from Florida.
Yeah.
Lisa Spargo, and she's a queen that, of course, I remember. I was 85 and she was 82, so I was a freshman when she was queen. So it was like, oh, I love Lisa Spargo.
Please come.
So I can't wait to see her, and I, because I haven't seen her since 1982.
Plus, this is the kind of event you can't say, maybe next year. I don't really know if I can make it this year. Next year, it's not happening.
No.
This is the one.
In my lifetime, it's never happening again. It's just a lot. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of just the signs alone, you know, to make for the cars. You know, Ridgeline is doing that for us. A huge thank you to them. And I'm emailing them names, and they're making a sign for the car for me. And that's an expense that we kind of didn't really think about, because we really didn't think that this many would be coming, but it's so cool that it is happening.
It's
and that
really
everybody
remarkable.
Stepped forward. I mean, the minute that I said I need convertibles, I couldn't believe how many people immediately texted me, emailed me, saying, I want 1962, I want 1976.
Oh, they wanted their own royalty.
I graduated in 1976, so I want to drive Jan Randall. I mean, it was just so sweet and so awesome that people still say, that's my queen, I want to drive my queen. Or that's my princess, and I want to drive my princess.
Well, we put out the alert on the convertibles when we last talked, so I hope that that helped with
totally
that.
It totally has helped.
And we still need maybe 10 more.
Yeah, 6 to 10 more, and especially the Jeeps. The Jeeps are great. And then I think we're going to put 3 groups in trucks, because we have one group that has 8 people. Ooh. So so I think we are in need of a couple nice trucks. If anybody has a really nice truck,
they
can
stand up in the back. Is that the idea?
They'll just kind of sit in the back and wave. They're good. They're good to go.
Lots of waving.
Yeah, lots of waving. They've been practicing, I'm sure. And then we have one group actually walking. 1989 out of 10 girls, they have 9 coming home, and they're walking the whole parade.
Excellent.
So it should be fun for everyone.
Well, since we saw you last, you've probably been to the red carpet debut of the documentary. What's the name of it?
Well, the premiere. The name is A Lot of Fuss About a Parade. So it's really a perfect fit to the documentary.
There's a certain amount of fuss.
There's, you know, when you really think about it, I went right when somebody actually says that in the documentary, we all looked at each other and went, there it is. That's
there you
our,
go.
Because it's so true. It's like, wow, that's a lot of fuss about a parade. And it's like, yeah, you're right. It is. But it's actually April 20th is the premiere. So we haven't had it yet. I have seen it, though. I've seen it twice, and I'm very excited to see it at the premiere on the 20th.
You saw the final cut.
Yeah, where I'm not proofing it and making sure people's names are spelled right. And then Liberty Cinema is actually celebrating their 100th birthday this year, too. So they are going to run the documentary for us during Apple Blossom. So on April 28th, May 1st, and May 5th at 6 o'clock, you can go down to Liberty Cinema and watch it on the big screen. And you can buy tickets at NCW Movies, just like you would if you were watching any other documentary or movie.
And locals can or anybody can order it online?
They can order the DVD online at appleblossom.org. And then once festival's over, we definitely will have a way that people can do it on their phones or on their computers as far as ordering. And I don't know what that is yet, but that's up to North 40 to figure that out. And they will let us know, and we'll let people know.
Have you... have you got the new app this year, or is it
we have the app.
Updated?
We love our app. It's all updated. We want to, again, thank Crunch Pack for sponsoring that app. It has been a lifesaver for us to have that app. I mean, our phones don't rank half as much as they used to because everybody has the app downloaded. And Allie does a great job of keeping everything up to date. So road closures, everything will be on that app. So please, please, please download that app. And, of course, our website, too. Is the same. You can go to our website and check stuff out. That's also updated.
The carnival at Town Toyota Center will start when?
The carnival starts on April 26th, and right now you can go to appleblossom.org and purchase your bracelet for $30. It's like pay one price.
Right.
So if you have a, you pay the $30 and you ride all the rides that day for as long as you want. Normally it's $40. So I'm really encouraging people to go to appleblossom.org and get your bracelet now, because then if you show up, it costs $40.
And are there buses running this year? Sometimes we've had
them. I don't
them.
Think so.
Right.
I don't
Link
think
is not doing a special.
You know, people just don't, they just get dropped off a lot of times, the kids do, and they're just, no one has really complained that much about the parking. You know, no matter what, there's always parking issues.
Oh,
so
sure.
People haven't really complained that much about it. And of course, Stamil, their empty lot now has really helped a lot. I don't know how long that lot's going to be empty, but
Nothing's
we'll take it
be.
For as long as we can.
No empty lots are very long right
here,
I know.
That's
think.
So true. So true.
Well, is there anything new this year that you're trying out for the first time? You have new clothes to
We
offer.
Have some amazing clothing. I brought you a sweatshirt, and
Thank
I'm
you.
Wearing a sweatshirt. And I'm really telling people, too, to come into the office now, or go online at appleblossom.org and order your clothing now, or come in and buy it now. Then you're guaranteed to have it before Apple Blossom. Because I have a feeling this year,
it's gonna get hit hard.
It's, I mean, just the one I'm wearing right now with the 100th logo. People are like, well, I go to one thing at Apple Blossom, but I have to have a 100th Apple Blossom sweatshirt.
Right.
So it's like, okay, thanks.
Then you will have
then
one.
Then you will have one. So, really cool stuff. We got lots of hoodies. We have different styles. We have, some really pretty rainbow, I can't think of the word, but rainbow looking shirts. So just go
tie-dyed?
To our website. No, they're not tie-dyed, but the logo is kind of rainbowish and
okay.
It says Apple Blossom. It's very hip. Very, very youthy.
I'm sure it is.
Yes. So tons of cool stuff.
Hey, your office and your building are getting remade too. I walk by you every day, and you've had the high loader out there and lots of new stuff.
It's a never ending thing.
So it's falling down as it's like the Golden Gate Bridge. You never finish painting it. Right?
Yeah, I asked for new carpet and new paint in May of last year, and then it came into a new air conditioner, a new roof, a new paint job outside. So it's been quite the process. So that's what they're doing right now, is they're actually scraping the roof, the paint off the roof, and then we'll have it all repainted for Apple Blossom. So I think it's almost done.
How old is that historic building?
Oh, 1903, I think, was when it was.
So it's before the festival.
Oh, yeah. It's been there forever.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be the library. Then it was the museum. Then it was the Chamber of Commerce. And then in between the chamber and us, the city actually occupied it with their parks department. So then when we moved in, the parks department moved out. So
now you don't have to do the festival the way that Darcy does it, but what do you do each day? You have responsibilities that are probably out of the ordinary, but let's say parade day. I know will you be at the park, or does it need
well
your
parade
touch?
Day I will be at the park. So I usually get there about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we just what I do in the very beginning of the parade is put out fires. I don't do anything. The volunteers really do it all. I'm just there. If Darcy, what do we do? The garbage cans aren't here yet. Darcy, what do? We need to move a porta potty. Darcy, what do we do? Because this isn't working. That's all I do. I just kind of stand there and talk on the radio or my phone and put out fires. And then once the parade starts, you know, I just kind of help the starters just say, okay, we need to move this along. Or the parade marshals are yelling in my ear that there's a gap and we need to hurry and do this. So I just do whatever I'm told, you know. But this year I get a hop in my dad's truck and ride down the parade route. So four of our royalty members.
Because you're royalty.
Yeah. So,
oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, I don't know what pod I am.
I'm sorry. I should have mentioned that before. No, that's a great story, because you're in your own darn parade.
Right. So there'll be five of us from 1985. And my dad has a refurbished 1930 pickup, Chevy pickup. So we're going to hop in that and go down the parade route, and it'll be super
what,
fun.
What are the royalty wearing for their
well,
ride down
the hill? Well, it's kind of up to them. You know, it's up to the group. You know, we tell them whatever you want as a group. So some of them are having total matching outfits. We will be having a matching T-shirt, because we found out 1983 is doing matching T-shirts. So we're like, we got to beat 83 and have better T-shirts than 83.
Right.
89 will be wearing T-shirts and jeans, because they're walking. So it's kind of becoming a competition now, as far as who is wearing.
And the royalty, like yourself from the 80s, are saying, we're not going to be seen like anything the 83's wearing.
Yes,
we wouldn't be caught dead in that.
Yeah,
we have
and it
to,
is
we have to
hard
do better.
Because in the 80s, there was 10 of us. So, you know, when you have 8 or 9 people, you can't really go out to JCPenney's and get a matching outfit. So, that's where we're saying, you know, capri pants or jeans are fine with a cute t-shirt. It's really whatever you want to be remembered.
Anybody
as.
Wearing their super dress?
I don't think so. I am definitely not. Because it does not fit anymore. But no, I haven't heard anything like that. A couple people might whip out their crowns, you know, and wear those.
They still have their crowns.
If they still have them, but I'm not sure what everybody's doing for sure.
Well, 15 days to the big deal. So on behalf of everyone who hasn't thanked you personally, thanks for all the hard work.
Well, thank you. It's been a journey, definitely.
I only do it for the, you know, the sweatshirt.
I get that a lot. I just do it for the t-shirt.
Any more volunteers needed? It's kind of close.
No, we're pretty good on volunteers. You know, we will definitely post something if we need to. And you can go to our website and take a look at our volunteer sign up. And you're welcome to sign up on our link if you want to. The beer garden's a blast to sign up for. That's what I always encourage people to sign up for.
Should I be a bartender there?
You can't be a bartender because you have to go through the class to be a bartender, but you can be a ticket taker and you can be a bouncer.
You know which one I want to be.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Never mind. I'm having thoughts that I cannot share with you. All right, Darcy, thanks a million.
Thank you.
We'll see you in 15 days. 15 days hence, the festival begins for the 100th time. Thanks.
Your
Wow.
We make it, you bake it.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
It's 12:36 at News Radio 560 KPQ, 57 degrees downtown Wenatchee, kind of a gray overcast day. I wonder what the weather's like in Ardenvohr. So we just call up there to Alice Layton, who may be taking the temperature reading right now. Nice day in Ardenvohr, Alice. Hello, Alice.
It's a nice day.
There you go.
Yeah.
I bet it is a nice day.
It is.
How many of the Swallow Festivals have you attended, do you think?
This is my 7th.
Number 7. Lucky 7.
Lucky 7.
They're really the most unique flying birds. I mean, I know you have a lot of parties and everybody has fun, but without the birds, I guess you wouldn't have a reason for it. The birds are magical.
Well, and they just tell us it's spring. And boy, after this winter, we needed that sign.
We needed the swallows to come back to Cooper's.
We do. We do.
Well, how can folks who have never been to Ardenvohr or never seen the Swallow Fest take part this weekend?
Well, all you have to do is drive up by 97A, turn left on the Antioch River Road, and come 10 miles, and you're right there in the heart of Cooper's and Ardenvohr, and enjoy the festivities.
And the parade's going to begin at Mo Ridge. Where's Mo Ridge?
Mo Ridge is in downtown Ardenvohr itself.
Oh, so it's not up on a ridge somewhere. It's just right there. A handy downtown ridge.
It is a handy downtown ridge. It is.
Now, I realize that Cooper's is like the brain of the body of Ardenvohr. Am I right? That's the psychological center of the town.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's where the cafe, the store, and the post office.
That's just about everything.
Everything you ever needed is right there.
What do you love about the festival when everybody comes into town and says, God, this is beautiful. Why don't we live in Ardenvohr?
Well, you know, the people are just fun. That's what I really enjoy about it. It's just the fun that everyone is having. This year we have tie-dyed shirts that we're selling. So we're ramping it up a bunch.
So the Swallow Fest committee was thinking what to do in the off season, right? You came up with the shirt idea?
Yes, that's exactly right.
And can we buy them online right now?
No.
No, this is the Ardenvohr Festival. There'll be no online sales.
Yeah. We're lucky to get cell service.
So if I want one of those t-shirts, I guess I have to show up at Cooper's, right?
You do. You do need to come up and see us. We also have, you know, like 10 different raffle baskets from things that have been donated. Les Schwab has donated 2 four-wheel drive alignments. Jerry's has always been a real sponsor, as well as Napa. No, it's just a lot of fun. You need to come up.
You know, your partner in crime, Jack, I've talked to him a couple times during their preceding broadcast before the festival, and he's really a bird freak, isn't he? I mean, he loves going out and seeing the birds in their wild habitat.
Well, you could say that, yes.
And how do you recommend doing that to the best advantage?
Well, you just need to get out and walk up the roads and just watch for the birds.
And they're everywhere, right?
They are.
Are they building nests in town and all around, every barn in within 100 miles?
Pretty much, pretty much. You also have to watch out for the wild turkeys. They're out and about as well.
There's always something with wild turkey that I have to watch out with. I can never remember what it is.
Yeah.
Well, the parade is fun. The looking for birds is fun. What would we do to eat? There's probably no food, right?
Oh, no. We have tacos. Chava will be there with their trailer, and they have just the greatest tacos. Cooper's always has something going on. Friday night they're going to have a band at Cooper's. So, I mean, this is a weekend of fun.
Are there places to stay in town that you would recommend? I don't know if you have any hotels.
We do not.
So you can sleep by the creek. Up to you.
Yeah, it's a little damp.
Well, these city slickers have to sleep somewhere, so we'll give them the opportunity to camp down by the creek and see how that works.
There you go.
How many people did we have last year, do you think?
Oh, upwards of 300, roughly.
And you expect more this year, of course, because every year it gets bigger.
It always depends on the weather. And I'm hoping, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, that we're going to have a beautiful day.
I hope so, too. The forecast is for sort of iffy weather right now, but let's wait till we get to Saturday before we figure that out.
Absolutely.
Because it could dawn and be a beautiful day, and that would just be a gift to Ardenborough. And to the swallows who like to be dry when they build their nests.
Exactly.
By the way, how many babies do they have out of one nest?
I don't know.
At least one, right?
I'm going to say probably four.
Ooh, four. Well, okay. That was more than I expected. But so these are busy moms, busy swallow moms very soon.
And busy dads, too, because they also help with the feeding.
Oh, and everybody helps build the nest, too, I think.
Yep.
Are these out-of-town birds? Are they migrating somewhere?
Yeah, they migrate.
Which way are they going, south or north?
They're probably headed north at this point, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and we wish them well on their Canadian vacation.
Exactly.
Take all their little babies up and teach them how to fly in Canadian airspace.
Yeah, right on.
Of course, you've already given away, you think the tacos are the best. What would you order right now, given all the varieties of food for you? Would it be the tacos?
Well, that'd be one choice, and then I'd go into Cooper's and maybe get a hamburger for them.
Ooh, I didn't know there was a Cooper burger involved.
Well, there may be. Their menu also varies, but their burgers are so good.
I bet they are.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea when this started or why it started? I guess everyone said, well, look, the swallows keep showing up. Why don't we have a festival around it?
No, it started years and years ago. Well, this is our 42nd year.
Yeah, you should be proud of that.
And I am very. It started with the mill workers. And they started placing bets on when the swallows would show up. Well, it just kind of evolved from there. Then people wanted to celebrate the fact that spring had finally shown up. And I'll tell you what, this year we all are ready for spring.
Boy, aren't we?
Yeah, no kidding. So that's how it evolved.
You still have the guess the date at Cooper's where you buy a date on the calendar when they come back. Who won this year?
Well, this year we have a king and a queen, and that's Kristen and Paul Ketchler. And they picked, I believe it was March 17th they picked, and that's when the swallow showed up.
And do the king and queen ride in the parade, I bet?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's great. You don't want to miss that.
No.
I probably had a better shot at guessing the date of that than I did with my final four bracket, which did not turn out too well. I put all my eggs in the Gonzaga basket, and we know how that turned out. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you win some, you lose some.
That's what the swallows say. You win some, you lose some.
That's exactly right.
But we always
right.
enjoy that stop in Ardenborough. They put on a real show for us.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to take a little quick break here and play some commercials. We'll come back and tell everybody what we're talking about when we return. We have the great Alice Layton on the line from the Ardenborough 42nd Annual Swallow Festival. She's part of the Swallow
Festival. Coming at WenatcheePlumber.com or 662-8626. Pete.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
57 degrees in Wenatchee this afternoon as we have sort of a gray, overcast day outside. But in your mind, you're in Ardenborough for the 42nd Annual Swallow Fest, and our very special guest is Alice Layton. She's with the NTI Valley Swallow Fest Committee. Also helping to present the big day and parade will be the NTI Valley Chamber of Commerce. And it's the 42nd year, really something to be proud of the Swallow Festival, which began by trying to guess when the swallows would return, and they still guess, and they have a king and queen who win on the basis of their accuracy, and they'll be in the parade, which begins at noon. And if you've never been to Ardenborough, Alice says start at Cooper's. Just park somewhere and start at Cooper's. That's where all the action is. That's where everybody's going to be, and that's where they have the Cooper Burger. Sooner or later, you're going to need one of those. And Alice, tell us what you would do if you were going to start the day in Ardenborough and you were from out of town.
Well, I would come up early. I would show up about 11:30 so that I could look around and find a good place to watch the parade. I'd have time to go look at the raffle baskets. They're $2 for one ticket or 3 for 5, so that's a bargain. And just enjoy the people.
The locals are a lot of fun, aren't they?
They are.
Everybody that I've talked to from Ardenborough has a noticeable sense of humor, and you're one of them.
Some have more of a sense of humor than others.
They used to have a sense of humor, and it got worn away. I don't know. That's all. They just didn't use it regularly.
Right on.
Well, Mo Ridge is right in town. It's a handy downtown ridge. You can watch the parade starting there, or it ends at Cooper's store. Start planning your float if you still want to get. There's plenty of time to put together a float and tow it up there and become part of the parade. Why not? No one's going to turn you away. Also, it's a fun town that's putting on a party that's a lot of fun. But also, there are a lot of there really are swallows who have come from all over the place to stop in Ardenborough like they do every year. Inexplicably, they stop there because it's their favorite spot on the line, and then they continue all the way up to Canada somewhere, and we lose track of them. But tomorrow, They'll be right there for view if you want to see them in Ardenborough. And my advice is get up there, plan your float, get that T-shirt, get a Cooper Burger. And if you see Alice in the crowd, are you going to be in the parade, Alice?
No, I'm going to be at the booth.
At the booth. Where can we see you in the booth?
Sorry?
Where is the booth?
The booth is going to be right dead center of the action.
There you go. Find the action. That'll be Alice in the middle of it. As usual, selling T-shirts and giving advice to the lonely and the lovelorn.
Oh, yeah, that would be me.
Thanks for being with us, Alice. Say hello to Jack. I talked to him this morning. Apparently everything is under control. You guys in the Swallowfest Committee have, for another year, done yeoman work. Good job.
Thank you.
Have a great festival, Alice, and have a great weekend, okay?
And come on up.
Come on up. Come to Ardenborough for the 42nd Annual Swallow Festival. That's Alice Layton, our special guest. Saturday, April 13th, the parade begins at noon. Get in town at like 10:30, 11 o'clock, so you can have a little snack and pick a good place to be able to see the parade. Start planning your float if you want to. There's raffles. Bring the kids. There's lots of activities for the kids. Plus, they get to see all the birdies. And there's food and there's beverages, too, just like you knew there would be. Oh, and watch out for the wild turkeys, because apparently they're moody. And, well, that's all I'm going to say about that. You deal with the wild turkeys the way you know best, okay? Michael Knight, the show's called The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ. We'll be back after this.